Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Women's Football Talk Open Mic Night. My name is Wendy Colley, and I want to thank DJ for asking me to be the first host of this show. And just to introduce myself, I'm a second-year player, and this year I'm playing for the Portland Fighting Phillies. It's a brand-new WFA team. And basically what I wanted to do with the show tonight is just sort of introduce my team and tell you what we're all about and what some of the other teams might be up against this season. So, like I said, I'm a second-year player. My primary position is offensive tackle, and I also play defensive end, hopefully getting in on the left tackle side this year so I can be the quarterback's blind side. But this is over my first year that I played with the Portland Shockwave or with the IWFL. And this year I'll be playing with the Portland Fighting Phillies, like I said, brand new team with the WFA. We're in the American Conference. We're very excited to be a part of this league and are excited to see where the league takes us in the next few years. This year we'll be playing against the Sacramento Rush, the Central Cal War Angels, Boise. I don't have their name yet, but I think they're a recent entry into the WFA, and I'm not even sure that it's been announced on their website, but Coach got word, and we'll be traveling up there. Utah Blitz will be going to Salt Lake City this year. And we just got word the other day that Coach Lee is going to be bringing the Las Vegas Showgirls up to play us for a home game, which we're very excited about. But we also told him that we'd still like to come down to Vegas to play. So got to make that trip. And I guess there's a Ventura team in the WSFL coming in, and they want to play an exhibition game with us. And then the Seattle Warbirds, who are going to be part of the WSFL in 2011, they'd also like to play a game with us as well. So that's what we've got so far, and there is word on the street that we may be playing a team that will be flying in from Finland towards the end of the season, which is very exciting. So about our team. We have a head coach. His name is Lynn Lumley, Coach Lum. And this is his 26th year of coaching, which I'm very excited about because he has lots of experience. And not only that, but he has lots of contacts within the football arena. And so it kind of allows us to get some pretty good deals on gear and stuff, which is very cool. We're very excited about that. Still doing a whole lot of fundraising, but anyways. This is a 26th year of coaching, and his career record, he just told us the other night, is 226 wins and 98 losses. So that was very exciting to hear as well. And his philosophy basically is that he lost those 98 games, but the teams that he coached, those teams won the 226 games. So that was a good thing to hear from a head coach as well. And he's a pretty down-to-earth guy, and we all really like him a lot and are looking forward to what he's about to run us through to get us going for the 2010 season. And so he's been working us pretty hard, and we started practices back in November, almost said October. We had some tryouts in September and some in October, and then we started pretty much right away. We did start in October, beginning of the month. So we've been running, doing a lot of conditioning and some strength stuff, and teaching the new people who have never played football before just basically the basics of it and getting technique down and stuff like that. Haven't put any pads on, won't do that till January. That's when the official practices start, and besides the fact that we need to get all that gear for most of our people. So I think we're gonna surprise people this year. We get a lot of word about people telling us that we should expect to lose 80-0 in our first year, but I don't know. I think people need to keep an eye on us because coming in strong. Just recently, we hired a defensive coordinator. This week, actually, Coach interviewed him. His name is Joe Purr. And from what I've been told, he's worked with a Shockwave before, I believe, as a personal trainer, but I'm not absolutely sure. So I'm not sure of his coaching experience, but he will be at the practice on Saturday, and we'll meet him then and hopefully get a defensive strategy. So what else? Other coaches. We've got a couple other coaches. Eric Copley is helping us with the line, basically. And I do apologize to this coach, and I'll probably get a heck of a lot of push-ups for this, but I can't remember the other coach's name. And he's been helping with the receivers and the running backs and stuff. And who else? We have a team trainer named David Wang. He's been putting together some pretty intensive strength training Saturday mornings, which is a little bit difficult to handle, Saturday morning strength training at 9 and then a practice at 3. But we're all handling it fairly well, I believe. And we also have some volunteers, game day coordinators, thank goodness. And I just want to say a big thank you to these guys, Debbie Dom, Jessica Horton, and Lisa. I don't have your last name, I apologize, but they're going to help us put together our game days and get all the volunteers together and keep track of things on those days, which is excellent because those are big, big days for us, and we need to just focus on the game, basically. And having those people handle that is just, it's a big task, and I'm so grateful that they stepped up to the plate, and they already have some excellent ideas about game day, so it'll all be racetrack themed, so if you're in the Portland area, come check us out. It's going to be fun. So I just basically wanted to go down the roster and sort of introduce each member of the team so far. We have 32 on the roster as of yet, and I believe we have 4 more coming out this weekend. People are recruiting other people in the gym and stuff, so we need more linemen. We need bigger girls. But we've got a good starting line and some extras in there too, but we'd like to have a few more so we don't get too worn out. Working on the line is pretty intense every play. So let's see, our first player, she's a rookie. Her jersey number is going to be number 5. Her name is Maylee Barrett, and she is trying out for flank or wide receiver. We don't have our positions quite set yet. We have an idea where we want to be, but coach hasn't set us into specific positions yet because he wants to see where our strengths and weaknesses are and hopefully put us in the best position. So so she's going to try out for flanker and wide receiver. And she's never played football before, but has always been an athlete, mostly track and field, soccer, and volleyball. She's playing because she loves the sport and is excited for the opportunity to do something she's always wanted to do, which I think is pretty much everyone's reason for playing, which is, Chris Rankin is our other coach. Thank you, Tracy. She's up there on the chat board listening in. So anyways, going on down the roster. Another rookie we have is Dottie Carter. She's one of our younger ones. And I don't have any information on her yet, but she's looks like she's a pretty strong receiver at this point, and maybe even a running back, but we'll see. The next one is Holly Custis. She's actually a veteran player and was on the Corvallis team. And her jersey number this year is going to be number 21. And she's hoping to get a running back or a corner position. I asked her why she started playing football, and she says, I grew up a University of Oregon Duck fan and fell in love with the sport. I played 4 sports in high school. In college, slow-pitch softball just wasn't doing it for me anymore, so I stumbled across the Eugene Edge. The year I tried to join, they folded and combined with the Corvallis Pride. I played 3 years for them. I loved it. I heard about this new team in the new league of the WFA and liked the direction the league was going on the business side of things. So Crystal Meisner, who is another player of ours who came in from Corvallis, and I decided that the commute weekly to the Portland area was worth playing for a team in the WFA. I'm excited to see great things that this team could achieve. There are a lot of smart, creative, and talented people on this team, and I feel like we'll surprise some people out there. So I totally agree, Holly. next one down, we got Melissa Daly. She's a rookie. She'll be playing on the line. And then Lisa Elliott. She's a veteran. She played with the Shockwave for 4 years, I believe. She'll be wearing jersey number 68, and I think she'll be in on offensive guard. Like I said, we don't have our position set quite yet, and we have been told to learn every position. So if we're on the line, then we need to know guard, tackle, center, that sort of thing. Tamara Ellis, a.k.a. T-Dog, she's a rookie on our team. She'll be wearing jersey number 17. She's a wide receiver and a safety. And she says she loves the challenge of learning new things, so why not football? Anything else you'd like to add? I asked her, she said, come cheer us on. Enjoy good American football with a twist. Go Phillies. Right on. The next one down, we have Shoni Esquero. She's a vet and a veteran, and she, I believe, played for the Corvallis Pride, if I think so. And she is trying out for a running back or receiver, I believe. And her partner, Jeff Esquero, she's also a vet. I think she's a receiver. She played for the Corvallis Pride as well. A couple of new people who've never played football also is, her name is K.O. Oh, my goodness, it's a name that I have a hard time with, but I'm going to try it. Fail Papalangi. She's a rookie, not assigned a number yet. She doesn't really have a position, she says, but the coach, she's willing to play whatever the coach thinks she'll be best at. She said whatever the coach assigns to her, she'll play hard and fight to keep that spot throughout the season. She said, the reason I want to play football is to make something out of it and to try something new, since the only sport I have known to play is rugby. I thought football was for sissies because of the football pad, but it's actually smarter. In general, I really like to play contact sports. It's a smart way to get your anger out, and that is on the field, which is very true. Yeah, good way to get your aggressions out. Next up, we have Carla Fisher. She's a rookie, and she'll be playing wide receiver and safety. We'll be trying out for that. She's wanted to play football since junior high school, and she actually tried out for her junior high team. She's one of the older players, so her and I think, are the oldest players. She's 46, and I'll be 40 here pretty shortly. Anyway, she tried out for her junior high football team and was ridiculed off the field, and again tried out for her high school team, but the coach emphatically told her that football was for boys. So, like I said, she's now 46 years old, and she's doing what she's always wanted to do, which is play football, which is awesome. Next, we have Julaine DeLucci, who we call Fred. I think she played for the Shockwave quite a few years ago and gained that nickname for some reason or another. I don't know that whole story. Anyway, she'll be wearing jersey number 22, and she'll be trying out for a tight end linebacker. She says she's playing football because she wants to show herself and the world that a woman can play and succeed in a tough, competitive sport, which is awesome. Totally, totally agree. Next, we have Amy Genter. She's a veteran as well. She played for the Shockwave last year. Was her rookie year, I believe. So this is her second year, just like me. No. Yeah. Anyways. Jersey number 73. And she's trying out for center offensive line. And she says she plays football because she likes the camaraderie of being a part of a team, and it's the best exercise for a girl like me, she says. Jessica Gerdes is a veteran player. She played with the Shockwave. She also played all through high school, and I believe she played with Pop Warner before high school, so she's been playing for 8 years. She's hoping to be the starting quarterback. She says, if not, then the middle linebacker. And she says she plays because she loves the sport so much, and her mom says she think I would die if I couldn't play, so that's pretty much it. So she loves football. It's part of her life, always has been. Then we have a couple more rookies. Carla Hernandez, I believe she's trying to be a receiver. And then Stephanie Horton is also a rookie. She is going to be wearing jersey number 79, and she's trying to get into the defensive tackle position. And she's playing for the fun and to promote healthy lives and self-confidence for women and girls. Stephanie is also a big track star from Kansas State, I believe. Don't hurt me, Stephanie. Anyways, next up is another rookie, Abby Ilias. and she's trying out for receiver. And then I'll be wearing jersey number 55 and trying out for offensive tackle and defensive end. And I'm playing because I've always loved this game. I've always wanted to play, and I've always been told that it's a boys' sport, and not anymore. So that's why I'm here. Next, we have Christy Kineboards. She's a rookie, and she's been wearing jersey number 43. She's trying to get in there at defensive end and tight end. This is her first year playing football. She plays football because, as she says, I believe in myself as a badass woman and because I want my kids to know that they can do whatever they want no matter what. She's totally awesome. Great role model. And next up we have Jolene Madsen. She's a rookie as well. And she doesn't know yet what her jersey number is going to be. She's hoping for number 6 or number 13, but I'll have to tell you, Jolene, number 13 is already taken. So probably number 6. But she's willing to play whatever she might be good at, and she wants to play because it's fun and it's something she's always wished she could play, which I think is really kind of the reason for a lot of us for playing. But next up is Christina Martzall. She's a rookie, and she'll be playing on the line. And I believe guard, but we'll see. And Crystal Meisner, she's a veteran as well. She played with the Corvallis Pride. She'll be wearing jersey number 23. She's trying out for linebacker and flanker. And she says she loves to compete and loves the sport. And hitting people is my favorite part, she says. Nora Poe, a.k.a. Hurricane Nora, she's calling herself. She's a veteran. She played with the Shockwave with me last year. And her jersey number is going to be number 29. She's trying out for running back, linebacker. She says, I play football because I need to stay in shape and, frankly, just like hitting people. next up is our other quarterback, Jeanette Writing. We call her Jet. And she'll be wearing jersey number 5. And she says she plays football to get her through the week. She says life is tough, and it's nice to belong to something that brings women together. Plus, I get to hit people for fun. So a lot of us like to hit, which is a good thing. next up, we have Tracy Sands. She's a veteran. This is her ninth season. And I met her playing with the Shockwave last year, and she is going to be wearing jersey number 53. And she wants to hopefully get defensive end or offensive guard. And she's very excited about the prospects for this new team. And it's an honor to play with her, honestly. She just knows so much about the game, and it's great to get training and stuff from her. Next up, Jennifer Sato. She is a rookie, and she'll be wearing number 32. She is trying out for fullback. And I believe it's fullback. Yeah. And then Laura Schmidt, she's another rookie on the team. She'll be wearing jersey number 27. She is trying out for running back, wide receiver, or safety. Said she loves sports, never played before, but it was an exciting new opportunity that women are able to partake in now, and I had to try it out. So then we have Whitney Thomas. She's going to be a rookie as well. I don't have any information for her yet. I believe she has some obligations until December, and then she'll be joining us then. Next one is another new player, a rookie. Sini Tonga is her name. I believe she'll be playing on the line, thankfully. And then we've got Alicia Tucker. She's a veteran, has played for a few years with the Shockwave. She's going to join us, and she's trying out for receiver and cornerback. And then we have another rookie, Wendy Wheeler, another Wendy on the team, which has been interesting, but we're calling her Wheels now, so we can tell each other apart. She'll be wearing jersey number 13, my old number from last year, and she's going to be trying out for flanker or cornerback, and she says her reason for playing football, she's a lifelong interest in football, but as a female, never given the opportunity. She says, I hope to learn the game and become a significant member of the team while becoming a positive role model for adolescent female athletes both on and off the field. And then we've got Shannon Wilson. She's a veteran as well. She'll be wearing jersey number 24. She's trying out for fullback and middle linebacker. I asked her why she is playing football, and she says, "I've loved the sport of football since I was a little kid. I always dreamed of a world where women competed in the sport professionally, and I'm thrilled to have had the opportunity to play football the past 3 years. Football provides me the physical release I need in order to stay sane in my life off the field. I work in a high-stress job, and football provides me with the balance I need to stay healthy. Where else can you legally beat the crap out of your opponent?" I'm really excited about the girls' camps and youth programs this organization is putting together in 2010. It's not only wonderful to give back to the community, but it also feels like I'm fulfilling a need I had as a child, the need to succeed at a physical sport and to be accepted for my competitive focus, athletic aggression, confidence, and love of football. So she is an excellent player as well. She was fun to play with last year, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we all do this year. And last but not least, we have another rookie, Jessica Yates. Don't have any information on her yet, but she will be playing on the line. And that's it for our roster at this point. We have four more people coming on this weekend, I believe. They'll be coming out and taking a look and seeing whether or not they want to make the commitment and play for us. And let's see. Well, as far as other things the team will be doing, we're planning a girls' football camp. It'll be free, basically, for young girls to come out and learn the sport of football. And we'll all be volunteering to do that. And just kind of showing the girls that they will have an opportunity growing up to be able to play football for real, you know, the full contact, the pads, everything. And I think that a lot of girls don't know that at this point, and it'll be good for them to have that experience and have that knowledge in their growing up. Something that I always wanted to have as well. But other than that, we're doing a lot of fundraising, like I said, for gear and jerseys, and we're basically getting the word out about our team and looking for sponsors all over the place. And I just want to say that if anyone would like to sponsor our team or help get us going for our inaugural year, that would be excellent. And our website is www.fightingphillies.com. That is Fighting Phillies, both with F's, not P-H's. So it's FightingPhillies.com, FightingPhillies.com. And also I wanted to say a thank you real quick to the people who donated funds in order for me to go to attend the women's football camp this season. Something I wanted to do last year but wasn't able to financially put together and get out there. And I'm really looking forward to getting to Vegas and learning some new things about football and getting technique down and some new training programs and all that good stuff. So thank you to everyone who donated to that cause for me. And because of them, I'm able to go, and I'm very grateful for them. Just also want to plug my blog real quick. My blog is at mywfadays.blogspot.com. And basically I write about playing on the team and stuff about the league or whatever I hear in the world of women's football. I'll post some pics probably in the season or some links to other football things. I'm kind of obsessed about finding information about women's football, so a lot of things that I find, I'll post up there and check it out. And I just want to wish everyone a safe and happy holidays and a great 2010 season. And I really want to wish good luck to all of the women's teams and all of the leagues. I know there's been a lot of quabble going on about IWFL having an international team and WFA players not being able to be on that team. And it kind of put a boundary between us for some reason, and I just want to make sure that I want to put the word out there that we're all in this. There's a big picture in this. We're trying to create a world of women's football, and even if we're in different leagues, we're still doing the same thing. So let's try and remember the big picture and be nice to each other and play the sport. That's what it's about. And let's see. I just wanted to say that the opportunity for women to play a sport we've been kept from playing for so long, and the chance for girls growing up now to be future professional football players, that's what we need to remember. That's why we're doing this. So I want to thank BJ again for letting me host the show, and gonna kind of wrap it up here because I got nothing else. So stay strong, everybody, and go Phillies. Thanks, everybody.